Welcome to chapter 77. Oh no, wait, 78. Last week was 77. Sorry, let's start that again. False start. Welcome to chapter 78 of Memoirs of a White Guy. How are we all going? It's a day late, the podcast. I'm aware people have been yelling at me, and I hear you. And here's my excuse. Drum roll. I forgot what day it was yesterday. Legit. I just forgot it was Tuesday. I thought it was Monday again. So I lived Monday, obviously, because everyone did. Everyone had their Monday this week. And then I went to bed on Monday night. And then I woke up Tuesday morning and was like, it's Monday. Let's do some Monday shit. And then I... And then I just like hated myself because I thought it was a Monday all day. And then that night, I got a text from one of the guys who runs the comics lounge. And he's like, hey, mate, are you still doing a spot tonight? And I was like, oh, that's weird. I didn't know they were open on Mondays. I was like, oh, I think I was booked in for Tuesday, man. And he's like, yeah, tonight. Are you doing a spot Tuesday tonight? And I was like, yep, it's not Monday. It's Tuesday, guys. Hey, everyone. Everyone, just a quick announcement. It's Tuesday, idiots. And everyone else went, oh, we all thought it was Monday. You're not a dickhead. I'm a dickhead, guys. I was the only one who thought it was Monday. But anyway, I feel like I've time traveled now because yesterday I lived the whole day as a Monday and now it's Wednesday. And I'm like, fuck, where'd that Tuesday go? But, Monday felt like it went forever. It felt like it literally went for 2 days. I was actually starting to think by the end of the day, I was like, wow, start of this week's been going for a while. Hey, dude, I'm so stupid, man. I think I'm just stressing. I mean, it's like the busiest time of year for me. It's like this time of year for me is like accountants at the end of financial year. Like when it hits June, they're like, oh my God, I got to do everyone's taxes. And then it hits like almost April and I'm like, oh shit, the comedy festival, my shows, selling tickets, doing more content, videos. Oh, still got a radio show to do. And then like, oh, got to pack the merch, got to do all this shit. And then I just start forgetting what day it is. I've been doing insanely dumb shit. If you listen to the radio show, you will know how stupid I've been lately. I told a story the other day on radio that involved me. I'll tell it briefly because I've already talked about it and people get triggered where you're like, oh, you talked about that on the radio show. I've already heard, dude, what do you want me to do? Okay, I've talked about this before, but it's two hours a day of content. Okay, I'm gonna have to do some stuff on both. I do really try and avoid talking about the same shit on radio as I do on this podcast because I know a lot of you guys listen to both. But this is what happened if you haven't checked out the radio show in a while, okay? At Baker's Delight, they have this little microwave on the counter and I'm just like really tired at the moment and I was getting a pizza and I heated it up in the microwave and I took it out and I closed the microwave door. This is like a public Baker's Delight. Just like in the middle of a shopping complex, I closed the door and then I grabbed my pizza out. And after I closed the door, I got my car keys out of my pocket and then proceeded to try and lock the microwave door with my car keys for like 15 seconds, just standing there, just going, why the fuck isn't this microwave locking? Two things with that. One, that microwave isn't made by Subaru. And the second reason is, although, you know, there's so many reasons. There's three. So first thing, microwave not made by Subaru. Second reason, that microwave, not a car. Microwave, not a car. Car keys won't lock it. And the third reason, microwaves don't lock. Yet I was standing there trying to lock the shit out of someone else's microwave with my car keys. And then I just catch myself doing this shit and I'm like, what is wrong with me? Like the other day at work, I hopped in the elevator and the doors closed and I waited there for a minute staring up my souvlaki because I was so hungry and I was just stressed thinking about the radio show and thinking about the comedy show and how to gig that night and stuff. And then I was like, God, it's taking a long time for the elevator to get up one level. Been a whole minute, then the doors reopen and I'm still on ground and I haven't even pressed the button. I didn't even press level one. I just hopped in and was like, yeah, the elevator knows where I want to go. No, it doesn't. It's a robot. It's barely a robot. It's a machinery designed for humans to program it. And I'm sitting there going like, yeah, just take me to level one. It's not fucking Siri, okay? It doesn't detect vibes. Well, neither does Siri. That would be sick if Siri just detected vibes. Like, you're just a little bit miserable. And then it, like, I don't know, ordered you a chalky milkshake online. And it rocked up at your doorstep on Uber Eats. I mean, you still have to pay for the chalky milkshake. But you're like, Siri, you get me. That's the future, man. That's the future. When people robots start detecting vibes. And then they try and, if you're in a vibe crisis, like if you're having a vibe crisis where you're not vibing well with a day. For example, if you are so stupid that you think a Tuesday is a Monday, Siri will be like, beep, beep, would detect your vibe and be like, hey, champ, hey, fuckhead, not actually Monday today. We did that yesterday. Today's Tuesday. And I would have had a great day. I would have done the podcast. I would have got to my, I mean, I wouldn't have looked like a dickhead in front of the guy who was giving me a spot at the comics lounge. My whole day would have been improved. So yeah, that's been my week. That is honestly, like, I wish I had a better excuse. Like, last week the podcast was late because I tried to record it, then the mic. I wish that was this week again, but it wasn't. I just got to Tuesday night and I was like, oh shit, it's Tuesday night. And then I didn't record the podcast because it was too late. So yeah, that's why. Speaking of robots and shit, did you guys see that story during the week? I'll get the story now. Hang on. I think it was called Uber Suspends Self-Driving Car Tests After Vehicle Hits and Kills Woman Crossing the Street in Arizona. Did you guys hear about this? So Uber, I didn't know this either. Uber have self-driving cars now. So I knew, like, scientists and shit were in a lab working away at all that stuff, like, you know, that they'd seen Back to the Future, then they were like, let's make that. But on, like, a closed circuit. I thought they were trying those cars in... When did they start trying driverless cars on roads? Why didn't we know about that? Should we... I think that's something we should know about. Like, Barack Obama, I mean, he's not president, actually. That's the thing. Donald Trump, busy man. But Barack Obama should be like, hey guys, you guys recognize me? I used to be president. Just a quick heads up, world. Cars don't need drivers anymore. We're giving it a test run, but they're not finalized yet. But regardless, we're putting them on the roads. And as a citizen of the world, I would have been like, hey, thanks, Barack. Cheers for the heads up. Next time I see a car without a person in the front seat, I won't be like, oh, fuck me, dead, it's a ghost. I'll be like, ah, yes, driverless cars. Dude, imagine if you saw that, because I don't think they told many people that driverless cars were just going round on the roads. Dude, imagine being picked up by a driverless Uber. You're just, like, sitting there awkwardly, and this robot's, like, the car's driving you around, and you're like, when is this motherfucker gonna offer me some mints? I mean, the customer service is appalling here. I mean, you'd steal so many waters. You'd just rack all the waters. What's the car gonna do? Tell you to stop. All right, mate. You don't have a driver. You're a driverless car. I'm gonna take all the mints, all the waters, and I'm probably not gonna even pay. And I'm gonna rate you 1 star because you're not there. There's no driver. It's like a self-serve checkout. Oh, you want me to pay for these bananas? Great. Someone serve me then. Awesome. Otherwise, I'm putting that shit through as onions every fucking time. Okay? If you want people to have respect for your service, offer them some service. I couldn't believe this. I haven't actually read the article. I've got the article up here about this driverless car. So, this lady was just crossing the road, and obviously, wasn't expecting. Actually, is it a woman? Yeah, woman crossing a road. That's horrible, man. That's horrible shit. Imagine being killed by a robot. She would have been like one of the few people who's ever been killed by a robot that was like, God, like given a tick of approval by other humans. That's crazy. I mean, you can't just be walking across the street and expect to be hit by a driverless car. You know what I mean? Like, if you see a car coming, you're like, oh, this bloke's got brakes. Because it's a human, and he knows not to kill another human. I mean, I know the robot's programmed to not hit shit, but they clearly, someone has lost their job over this. Someone, like, when they were programming it, oh, by the way, mate, make sure you program it to not kill women crossing the street. And then some engineer's like, yep, no worries. And then he got a phone call, and he got on Facebook, and then he's like, oh, new update of Angry Birds, and just started playing Angry Birds. And then he's like, oh, anyway, 5 p.m, the wife's cooking a bloody stir fry tonight, or a bloody casserole, must get home, I can smell it already. And then he leaves work, gets in the next morning, and his boss is like, yeah, so, did you do that thing about the women crossing the road? And he's like, oh, shit, I did forget. No, don't worry, mate, I'll do it today. And the boss is like, no worries, champ. We wouldn't want anyone getting killed by a driverless car. And then all of a sudden, he gets distracted again, doesn't do it. This cycle repeats for a week. And by the end of the week, the boss goes, so have you done that thing about programming the car to not hit people yet? Yep. Yeah, I did it. No, you didn't. Because someone got hit in Arizona, okay? And it's made world news. And the thing is, the news was horrible that I found out someone got killed. That's really sad, and it's terrible, right? Definitely a tragic news story. But the news to me was, oh, there's driverless cars now. Like, this is fucking Knight Rider. Like, we're doing this. I didn't know that we were up to that as a society. No one told us. You know what I mean? Surely, anyway, it just gets my... I don't get how we weren't told. Was I stupid? I mean, I'm stupid. I didn't even know what day it was yesterday. Am I stupid? Have I just missed the memo about, oh yeah, by the way, guys, driverless cars? Or are you guys also hearing about this shit for the first time? I would love to know, okay? So yeah, the vehicle was a Volvo, and it said... the software controlling the SUV was not Volvo's software. So Volvo was like, we're not responsible. We just made the fucking wheels. No one wants to take responsibility for a robot running over a human. Apparently, I was watching this interview on The Project the other day, and that's some lady from the company on, and then Carrie Bickmore was like, oh, so do you honestly believe that driverless cars will be safer in the future than humans driving cars? And she's like, absolutely, without a doubt. And I'm like, hey, wrong time to be like real confident. Someone's just died. It's hard to convince me at this point that driverless cars are a good idea. I'm sure they will be, right? But just maybe give it a month. You know what I mean? Like after Logan Paul filmed the dead body, he just gave it a month. He stopped posting for a bit. The dust settled. And then he's like, hey guys, buy my fucking Maverick merch. Okay? If someone dies in your driverless car, go to Vietnam. Travel the world. Put your feet up. Have some time off. Okay? And then work out a strategy after about a month or so, once the world's moved on, to try and convince people that that's a good idea. Don't come out 2 days later and be like, nah, it was just a little mistake. I mean, I know that person's family can never get her back, but still very safe. Nah, honey, give it a rest, okay? Don't come on TV saying this shit is safe. It's not safe. It killed someone. That's not going, yeah, this AK-47's pretty safe. Oh, yeah? Does it kill people? Oh, yeah? Well, not safe. Not safe, okay? Anyway, I was so surprised to just hear about the idea there was driverless cars. I've been reading about like how the technology works and stuff, and it works on like GPS technology. So I think in the future, the plan is you just program your location into the car, and then it just becomes like a tram on the road. You just drive it, it just takes you there. But anyway, and it has like sensors on it and shit to avoid collisions, but clearly not working. Anyway, so what else do I want to talk about? I mean, I didn't really want to talk about that, but hey, I have. So during the week, right, I've been like working really hard on my show, my stand-up show, which obviously I've talked about a fair bit. And sometimes I'll write most of the material at the start just on my phone or in my book or whatever. But if it's on my phone, I'll end up transferring it to my computer somehow. And as I when I transfer it to my computer, I just email it to myself, right? I'll send, like, I'll copy-paste the whole bit. Say if it's, like, a bit. I've got a bit about recorders in this year's show. I copied and pasted it into my emails and then sent it to myself. And then I went back on my computer. I was like, what the fuck? I can't find this email. I just sent it to myself. Went back on my phone, realized that I'd sent this whole bit of my show to this other guy called Luke who listens to the podcast. Like, he's emailed me in the podcast before, and I think I've replied to him. So then his email popped up when I typed in Luke to email it to myself, and I've sent him like 3 minutes of my show, and then like an hour later, he just replies with, yeah, so I'm assuming this wasn't meant for me, but that's some good shit, bro. I'm definitely going to come to your show. What an idiot, man. I do dumb shit like that all the time. So I'm Luke Bran, if you're listening. I'd appreciate if you didn't tell anyone that killer recorder shit. I think I sent you that bit. Anyway, I sent him like a whole bit of my show and then accidentally. Man, I'm going to do that one day. Like, if I ever get like so famous enough where I'm like dealing with Hollywood movie scripts, I'll end up leaking the script. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just not trusted with anything. Because no matter what level I'll get to, I'll always just do a dumb thing where I'll be like, oh yeah, I'll just send the script to this secret, you know, super secret Disney film. I mean, I don't know why I'd ever work for a Disney film, but I mean, actually, I would work for a Disney film. I don't know why Disney would ever hire me. But if I somehow was, I would just leak, like, Toy Story 5 to the world because I accidentally emailed it to some dude. Dickhead. Guys, one thing I did want to talk about this week, because I know last week I was really trying to keep it positive, and then obviously we had the sad announcement of no Shaka's socks, cannot be done, unfortunately. But I do have some great news coming out of this week. I'm officially a boot boy. I know what you're thinking. Luke, you're pretty plain. You're a bit of a plain Jane. You're a bit of a basic bitch. You cannot be a basic bitch and also be a boot boy. And I agree. But here's what's happened. I bought some quite expensive $200 brown boots, like leather, nice boots, because I'm like, oh, I need a bit of a shoe upgrade, and I haven't bought shoes in like a year, because if you haven't noticed, I wear the same shoes every single day of my life. I wear my Nikes every single day, and then the last 2 years before that, I wore Vans every single day of my life, right? So I'm not like a big shoe guy, so I thought, and also mainly just because I'm poor, and I'm like, oh, they're expensive, and I don't buy shit, but I forced myself to. I was like, fine, you've got a job now, spend half your week's paycheck on some fucking shoes. So I bought some shoes, and then, oh my god. Because obviously you can't be a basic bitch, which is what I'm usually. But then I was like, how am I going to... Oh, I thought I'd have to give up being a basic bitch as soon as I put on the boots. But here's what's happened. As soon as I put on the boots, I'm not Luke anymore. I become Boot Luke. I'm just this new person. I walk around with this air of importance. I feel better about myself. But I'm also a bit like worried that people will be intimidated. I don't want people to be intimidated around Boot Luke because I know, I mean, it's just boots, guys. I mean, you don't have to keep staring. I get it that they look good. Okay, I get it that I'm looking damn fine. But I'm the same. I mean, I like to think that I'm almost the same person. I'm not, obviously, because regular Luke gets completely left behind when I'm wearing the boots. I've only worn the boots once, and it changed me, so I haven't had the balls to put them back on again. I was thinking of wearing the boots in today to work, but I don't want to, like, freak everyone out with this new, you know, because it's not arrogance, I guess. It's just like I walk down the street and I expect people to move out of my way. Like, I won't do that bullshit where you're, oh, are we going left or going right? You know, like when you're walking directly towards someone and you both do this thing where you sway and you go, oh, oh, oh. And then I just keep fucking walking. And then they look down at my boots and they go, oh, shit. Getting out of the way of them. Wouldn't want to be, wouldn't want to be collected by them boots. So, And it's, I think it's, I didn't realize I became a new person until about halfway through the night. So I wore them out, I think it was Saturday night. I wore them out Saturday night, and I was going to my mate Joseph Green's trial show. And I was, he was on stage, I was late, I walked in like 15 minutes late, and he stopped his show when I walked in and was like, hey Luke, nice, he's like, thanks for coming, mate. And then he looked, he just noticed straight away. He just went, oh, new boots. I didn't realize, like, it was a dark room. And apparently, you just can't miss them. They're brown boots. They blend in with the darkness. But even, I think it's just because I never wear nice things. Like, I always dress like a Kmart model. Like those kids in, like, a Target catalog. But as soon as I put on these boots, I look like I could maybe be in, like, a Winsor Smith. Nah, not even. Like, I look like I could be in, like, a, you know those, what's a cool, I don't even know. I'm trying to think of a company where cool guys shop at, but I don't even know. Like, maybe, like, I was about to say Rivers, but definitely not that. I mean, if I looked like I was being in a Rivers commercial, I'd look like a 40-year-old man. I don't know how to describe it. They're just brown lace-up boots. I mean, I'm thinking of wearing them at my show, but I know you guys didn't pay money to see Boot Luke. Like, all the people who have bought tickets have paid money to see Luke Kidgel, so I want to give them that real Luke Kidgel experience, but I worry if I wear the boots, they're just going to get this heightened version of me that, I mean, I don't know if even I can control yet. You know what I mean? It's like when when superheroes get their powers, for the first bit, they're just, you know, they've got to work out how to maintain them and use them for good. And I don't think I've worked out how to wear these boots and use them for good, because currently I'm just an arrogant fuckwit when I'm wearing them. I mean, because I know they look good. That's the problem. Usually I'm self-conscious when I buy new clothes, because everyone is. Like, for the first couple of hours when I was wearing the new boots, I'd try and catch myself in a reflection of, like, a shop window, and then and the first few times I kept walking. And then one time it was a full-length shop window that had that glass that looked like it was a mirror to me, but if you were on the inside of it, you could see out. And I walked past the shop, and I stopped, had a double take at myself, and just thought, hot damn, son, you're Boot Luke. And that's, you know when, like, Spider-Man was bitten by a spider? It was me on Saturday during the day. I was at the shopping, I was with my mum, actually, which was quite funny, because, dude, I got recognized shopping with my mum. Do you know how fucking lame that is? I'll tell you what happened after this, right? But I was shopping because it was a birthday present, right? My birthday is next Tuesday, right? Feel free to, buy tickets to my show if you want to give me a nice little birthday present. But, anyway, so my mum and I was like, oh, your mum's like, I'll take you shopping or whatever, and you can get some stuff for your birthday. And I was like, all right, that's true. I was just complaining before about how I spent $200 on boots. Just remembered, I didn't pay for them. Mum did. So, don't know what I was complaining for. Just got free boots, right? And the guy in the shoe store, I'm trying them on, right? And he goes, I've got the same boots. And I was like, oh yeah, do you like them? And he goes, mate, they're my favourite pair of boots. And he was one of those guys, you know those people who are just so passionate about one thing? Like, I'm really passionate about comedy and making people laugh, and I just love entertaining, right? That's what I'm super passionate about. This guy was passionate about boots. Like you say, occasionally you meet people passionate about guitar, passionate about DJing. Oh, I'm an artist, I'm passionate. It's just often, I find it weird when people aren't passionate, when people are passionate about something that isn't a creative field. Like people are like, oh mate, I'm a tax consultant and I just fucking love tax. I don't understand those people. Like we're like, oh mate, I'm a florist and I just bloody love, like you can tell, they're not even joking, they just love selling flowers. Like if they woke up and couldn't sell flowers, you'd be like, how's your day? They'd be like, oh yeah, it was just all right. I didn't sell any bloody petunias today or any, I'm trying to think of more flowers. Roses, I don't know any. Sunflowers, like I know three types of flowers, right? But this guy was like that with boots. I could just tell he woke up every day and was like, oh, it's a new day. Oh, gonna sell some boots. Fuck yeah, my life's sick. So he goes, yeah, mate, they're my favourite boots. And then he said the best thing. He's like, mate, when I put them on, it feels like home. Really? Because I'm wearing them right now, and it feels like I'm wearing a shoe. Feels like I'm wearing a pretty comfy boot. I don't know if you live inside a shoe, if you live in a big boot, but it doesn't feel like home. You know what else feels like home? Home. I'm walking in, I'm like, that's my carpet, where I live. Oh, these are the floorboards, where I live. Home. When I wear these shoes, it feels like I'm paying $200 for comfortable footwear. But I couldn't knock his enthusiasm. So I was just like, yeah, mate, feels like, and I put him on, I was like, yeah, it does feel like home. He goes, right, you just feel like you can kick back and just, mate, you feel like you could do anything in these boots. And that's when the seed was planted of Boot Luke. That's when my new alter ego just started. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. I'm doing it, guys. I've got the boots here with me in my room. I'm putting on the boots. Look, I don't want it to change me. Okay, I'm going over my closet, so I'm going to talk louder. I can see the boots. See, already I feel like I can punch a cat. You know what I mean? And not that it's like I'm violent when I put on the boots. I just feel like anything is possible. All right. I've got the boots in my hand now. I'm going to put them on the first one. Oh, shit. All right. It's on. And I'm one half Boot Luke. Okay? Oh, my God. Guys, I think I'm going to sell out all my shows this year. Sorry, that's Boot Luke talking. I mean, my other half just kicked in then going, guys, please buy tickets. Canberra's still fucked. And then Boot Luke's like, mate, who gives a fuck? All right, you're the bloody man. Okay, I'm going to put on the second boot. Now, before I do this, don't judge me for who I become. Okay? Don't feel like I'm a changed person. It's not me. It's the boots. I know you guys listen to this podcast because you enjoy my content. And I don't, to be honest, I really don't want to show people this different side of me. But I feel like it's weird. I feel like it's important to be honest with the people who support you. So here it goes. I'm putting on the second boot now. And oh, what is happening? Where am I? I don't know. I mean, I know I'm me right now and I'm self-aware that I'm Boot Luke and I'm becoming this new person. But what about, I mean, am I arrogant as Boot Luke? You know what? I'm going to Google it. How to tell if you're arrogant. How to tell if you're arrogant. All right, there it is. All right, 15 signs you're arrogant, though you don't feel like you are. Number one, you have a sick pair of boots. Oh, shit. I'm arrogant. No, number one is you are constantly late. And holy shit, I was late to my friend's gig. I was late to his trial show. Walked in late with the boots on. Oh my God, it's changing me, man. Actually, no, I'm late all the time. You interrupt others a lot. I interrupted his show with my boots. Oh my God, I'm becoming Boot Luke. You believe you're better than others. I mean, obviously, look at my fucking boots. They're sick. You go out of your way to be right. What do you mean? I don't need to go out of my way to be right in these boots. For example, something that's correct. Hey, Luke, nice boots. And I don't say thank you. I just go, correct. Ding. You are correct, sir. Proceed and don't look me in the face. And then people just usually try and look away, right? Because I'd prefer people looking at my boots than my head. I mean, give the boots the respect that they deserve. Number four, you go out. Okay, no, that was already number four. You think your status is more important than whatever contribution you make. Yes, no one's buying boots to contribute to society. People buy leather boots for the status it gives them. Hence why I bought these boots. When asked, can you do it? You always say yes. Can you pull off boots? Yes. See, obviously. You despise the weak. Yeah, I do. When I'm wearing the boots, I see people in Crocs. I see people in bloody, like, sandals. I mean, this is most of the time anyway, but I just go, shame. You bring shame upon your family, your house, okay? The house of Boot Luke is is far superior to thy house of Croc, okay? Do you know, pretty much whenever I see anyone wearing, like, a Croc, Skechers, sandals, what are those, like, loafers? Like, loafers things, like, or boat shoes? I don't know. Take a good hard look at yourself and perhaps consider some boots, alright? They're comfortable, convenient footwear, and when wearing them, you indeed despise the weak. You always have a hard time self-reflecting. Well, that's the only one that's not true, because I'm currently in the middle of self-reflecting. You love to be talked about. That is true. We did discuss Boot Luke on the radio on about, you know, 30 to 60,000 people listen to our show, I think, at any one time. So, yeah, look, I'm not opposed to people knowing about Boot Luke. I'm talking about Boot Luke right now. You consider people you don't like as enemies or threats. Not at all. This one's actually entirely not true. Unless the other person is wearing boots, then I will consider them a slight threat. But usually if people are just wearing regular footwear, I will look down on them. And the last ones are just like, you shield your superiority complex. No, that's not true. And you show false charm, but beneath it exists some insecurity. And that is 100% what this is about, because I am definitely insecure when I'm not wearing the boots, but when I'm wearing them, I'm a new man. Guys, I think I've been arrogant enough, okay? I worry that I'll do something ridiculously arrogant, like try and... Oh, there we go. One of them's off. Oh my God, I feel like I'm so humble again. I'm the best. Oh, right, it's off. Shit. Okay. What just happened? I feel like I blacked out for a second. I booted out. My boots are going away. Look, this is what I mean. We might have a vote in the group this week. Should I do my shows this year as Boot Luke? Or should I do my shows as regular Luke Kidgel? I mean, I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you guys think you can handle Boot Luke, then maybe I wear the boots on stage. But if you think it's not worth the risk, then I'll end up coming out, punching an audience member and, like, you know what I mean? Thinking I'm fucking Chuck Norris or something on the first night just because of my boots, then perhaps we should vote no. I might leave it up to you guys because I don't think I can trust myself with the decision. Right, that's probably enough about my boots. I mean, just enough. I think 15 minutes on boots, just enough. So I went to the Arnold Classic on the weekend. It's the bodybuilding competition hosted by Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, he's the ambassador, for this, like, bodybuilding health fitness expo. I actually was, when I say I met, it's the time I almost met Arnold Schwarzenegger, okay? I would say I was face to face with Arnold Schwarzenegger. So for some reason, I got backstage. Here's the thing, I don't want to talk about this too much because I'm thinking of actually talking about it in my show this year. I've been working on it and I reckon it could be quite a good bit for my show, so I won't go too in-depth and spoil it for the people who are coming to the show. But I was pretty much got side stage at this event, and at one point I was about... I think I touched him. I don't know. I came very close to him. Oh no, I didn't touch him. The security guard pushed me away and elbowed me in the ribs. So... we were trying to get a brief celebrity interview for the radio show, and I was side stage, and there was a bit where he was walking past, and I had like 3 seconds to yell a question at Arnie, and as I kind of got close to him, his security guard just pushed me away, and I saw him decide Like, Arnold Schwarzenegger looked at me, and then I yelled the question at him, and then I saw him decide not to answer. I saw him go, nope, and then just keep walking. And then he just didn't answer my question. Listen to the radio show. It is very funny, okay, if you want to hear the full interview. Listen to Sunday's show. It was so fucking funny. So yeah, that's what I did on Sunday. Could you imagine me at a bodybuilding convention? I'll say that again. Me at a bodybuilding convention. So just yoked up massive dudes. Like, apparently the Mountain from Game of Thrones was at this event last year. It's that kind of event. There's strongman competitions happening. There's MMA cage fighting. There's boxing. There was fencing, man. People were fencing each other. Like, sword fighting indoors. I was like, holy shit. Right? So it was sick. I mean, my mate Joseph, who I went to his trial, so we were walking around this expo for ages, and it was great. It was better than VidCon. It was at the convention center in Melbourne. Same location as VidCon. Heaps more fun, way more to do, it was way cheaper, and it was more enjoyable. So VidCon, lift your game, okay? I mean, I know I'm never going to get invited, because I've talked way too much shit about your shitty convention, right? But this one, Arnold Classic, mate, go to Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? He'll teach you how to run a convention properly. There's bloody bodybuilding competitions with all the bronzed up guys. I was backstage with all the guys tanning themselves. I mean, there's a bit about that in my show, so I'm not going to talk about it, right? It's weird. On the podcast, you guys always complain, like, oh, you talk about this shit in the show, and then you talk about this in your radio. I live one life, okay? I live one life. What do you want me to do? Make up shit? That's not fun for anyone, okay? So I'm not going to talk about it completely in the podcast. If you want to see the Arnold story, you're just going to have to come to my show, okay? The best shit you got to pay for. All right, and it was fucking hilarious what happened backstage. Man, it was like these. I'm not going to talk about it. Okay, it's in my show. But yeah, that was cool. And the thing that got me was, right, the people at this convention weren't frothing Arnold Schwarzenegger for his movie, like for his acting career. They were frothing him for his bodybuilding. Like no one else. Like I was the only one at the entire place that was like, oh shit, it's the Terminator. Like, everyone else was like, fuck, it's Arnold, man. What do you bench, bro? What do you lift, man? What do you squat? Like, that was the entire convention. It was incredible. Like, none of these guys had probably seen Predator. I mean, they were all just like had seen his workout videos from the 80s. And you know what? Good on him, man. He's got this weird fan club of just jacked up guys who would probably not even know who Brad Pitt is because he's just not ripped enough. But there was like this real sense of we like him for his bodybuilding. Like people were yelling out bodybuilding things to him. Like nothing about his... No one mentioned his films. It was bizarre. I'm like, you're ignoring the fact that this man, okay, is an A-list Hollywood actor and he's also like the governor of... or was the governor of LA or some shit. And you guys are like, yeah, but like, he gets on the protein shakes, you know? Like, as if that's the thing that impresses you about Arnold. I couldn't give a shit about his bloody, his lifting prowess, okay? And also, when he was right next to me, for some reason, I don't know why, I told everyone that he was short. I don't think he is, though. He looked short. Because I saw it was Arnold Schwarzenegger... height. I'm gonna look up height. He is 1 meter. I mean, he's taller than me. He's like 4 centimeters taller than me. And I was like, oh, he's so short. For some reason, he looked short because the dudes who are his security guards are like 6'8" and they were just towering Arnold and he looked like a bitch compared to the rest of him. So I like went away. People were like, oh, how was like being near Arnold? And I was like, yeah, he's so short. It's so weird. He's not. I was making out like he's fucking Grant Denyer. He's not like 5 foot. He was taller than me. But for some reason, I just like looked at him. I was like, you ain't shit. I've seen you bloody fight aliens. I've seen you fight robots. I've seen you fight the Predator. And I'm just like, you ain't shit, son. Who are you to look to ignore my question? Okay, you're barely 6 foot. You're just 6'1". You ain't shit. I mean, you're taller than me. And you weigh 50 more kilos, but you ain't shit. Except for the fact that you're the shit. Except for that. But yeah, meeting. I mean, I didn't really meet him, but like being in the presence and yelling at Arnold was fun. Always good. It's you know what? I'd rather the story be the time I almost met Arnold Schwarzenegger than the time I hung out with Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know what I mean? Because once you meet them, boom, the glass shatters. They're no longer a celebrity, and you're like, oh, great, just a person. It's like when I was shopping with my mum. There was this, I was buying a tie, right? So I had this new tie. We just bought the shoes. And I was like, come on, mum, let's go. I'm fucking, you know what I mean? Like, it's weird because, like, here's the thing. I'm not like one of those dudes who's like ashamed of being seen with my mum. Like, I love my mum. Love hanging out with my parents. They're cool. We get along really well, right? But it's just more of a thing where I don't mind going shopping with my mum. I'm not ashamed of being around my mum. It's pathetic if you are. If you have the attitude of, like, I'm too cool to hang out with my parents, grow the fuck up, right? Just grow up. No one cares, all right? It's your mum, right? So me and my mum were, you know, having a chat, you know, people watching, throwing, hanging shit on people, whatever. Just what you do. Just how you bond, right? And we go into the store and we're like, oh, you know, just looking by this tie. And then mum being a mum, was like, I was like, all right, mum, here's a plain black one. Let's just get this and go. And mum was like, oh, it's got a kink in it. It's got a kink in the tie. And I was like, all right, cool. So she asked the girl, she's like, yeah, can we get one without a kink in it? And the girl saw me and just froze, right? And mum was like, are you okay? And then the girl's like, yeah, I'm fine. I was like, sorry. And she, like, started to get really nervous and stuff. And I was like, here's the thing. It's arrogant to be, like, to assume people recognize you. I was like, this girl either recognizes me from Facebook or she's having a cardiac arrest. So, really, I was like, I think she's having a cardiac arrest. So, I was like, are you all right? And she's like, yeah. I'll go check out the back. And then she got halfway to check out the back. She's like, no, I won't check out the back. I'll just... And then for some reason, this other guy who worked there was overhearing the conversation. And he's like, hey, I found a tie without a kink in it. You all right? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. And then she got up to the counter and she's like, so that's just going to be $20, thanks. And then we're like, cool. And then she put my, like, she goes, are you in our system? And I'm like, yeah, probably. I've shopped here before. I've bought a suit from here. So she put, like, my details in. She goes, oh, you're Luke Kidgel. And I was like, yep, that's the name. She's like, I watch your videos all the time. And I was like, oh, thank you. That's really cool. And she's like, and then she goes, sorry, I thought you were going to roast me for having a kink in the tie. I've seen your videos and I thought you were going to give me shit. Do you guys think that about me? Do people just think that if you see me in public, I'm just going to turn around and be like, oh man, you fucking, like, and just start laying into you? No. I do that shit online because it's funny, all right? I script those jokes in my, you know what I mean? I'm not all of them, but I sit down and I'm going to bag Lil Pump today. You know what I mean? I make it my motive to just pick apart this guy's life and this career and this music video in every way possible, right? I don't just, like, walk down the street and I see, like, someone with a dog and be like, this guy and his fucking dog. Look at him with his woof, woof, motherfucker. You know what I mean? I'm not just giving people shit for no reason, right? So she's like, I was so scared you were going to roast me about the tie because it had a kink in it. Yeah, that would be a good diss, wouldn't it? Me never knowing someone. Like, just met you, but nice kink. What did you want me to say to that, right? I'm like, no, I wasn't going to roast you. And then mum's just like, what kind of reputation do you have where people just think they're going to lay into you? I was like, I know. What the hell? So anyway, this girl was lovely, but she thought I was going to just roast the shit out of her for just working at a store. No. Please do not be scared to hesitate. I would just be like, hey, thank you. Really appreciate it. That means a lot. It's just cool when people like your shit, okay? I had a really embarrassing one. This goes back to people being embarrassed about their mums, right? This happened the day before. So weird, right? So I was driving in Collins Street. I was trying to find a park to a gig in the city. And I'm sitting at the traffic light. And this lady next to me is just, like, gesturing to me. She's like, got her hand in the air. And she's going, wind down your windows. Like, wind the windows down. She's gesturing at me to wind down my window. And I'm like, oh, shit. My lights are on. Something's wrong. Nuh-uh. Not at all. She's like, oh, my daughter wants to say hi in the back. And sure enough, there's these two, like, 16-year-old girls. And they're like, Mom, stop. Oh, my God, you're so embarrassing. Stop. And the mum's like, oh, they're too nervous. This was her. So I was like, oh, hi. But then the light went green. And I'm like, Ben, I was probably, like, looking fucking lame, like, singing to a song. I probably had, like, Taylor Swift on. I was like, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. And then this lady's like, these girls who are a fan of my shit are watching me. And I'm just jamming to T-Swift, right? And you don't look cool in that situation. And I'm like, just driving my fucking Subaru, you know? And then like, Mom, you're being embarrassing. And I was like, why? Your mum's just being... I just thought it was funny. I was like, the fact that the mum's gone, ah, I'll fuck with my daughters a bit and embarrass them in front of this person they recognize from Facebook. Hilarious. I was like, yeah, your mum's funny. Get over it, all right? But it's so funny, man. People are so weird. Anyway, that's probably almost the end of the podcast. We've been going for a while. I'll answer one question and then we'll bloody get out of here, guys. I did want to talk about this new... No, I'll talk about it next week. All right, questions. There's one this week. This is from Will. Hey, Luke, love your shit. Can't wait for your Melbourne show, but I will get to the subject. Thanks, man. I'll see you there. So I have been wanting to start running every weekday morning for a while, but I've been finding it hard to find the enthusiasm to. I go running as I am still a young chap and I have to go to school. So I have to get up reasonably early if I want to go. So if you have any tips, it will be much appreciated. Cheers. Man, running in the morning, especially through winter, is brutal. Because it's so warm in your bed. How warm is it? You wake up and it's like 7 a.m. and you're like, God, it's warm here. And I have to leave. And then you're like, or I could just like stay in bed for another 45 minutes and I don't have to go anywhere. And obviously that's the easier option because you shut your eyes and then you go back to sleep. But I don't know, it depends. I think you need to set a goal, man. Because I know full well how hard it is getting out of bed. I'm now fortunate enough to be working... you know, from 6 to 8, so we get to work three these days, so I'm fortunate enough to have that. But I'm thinking, set yourself a goal. That the days when I used to wake up early in the morning for school to run was when I was running at state championships, I was trying to qualify for national championships, and I was competing quite heavily, so that was my goal. So I had a bit of motivation to get up in the morning. It's like anything, man. If you have a goal and you're really passionate about it, then I guess you would just force yourself to do it. But if you just want general fitness, it is hard to get out in the morning. Have you ever thought of running after school? I mean, it's not cold then. I mean, in summer, it's not too hard to get up in the morning when it's already hot. It's nice weather, and it's almost better to run in the morning because you beat the heat. But in winter, yeah, brutal, man. I would say set a goal of fitness that you want to achieve, and then... hopefully you'll be determined to get up each morning and achieve that goal. Because you feel good about yourself for the rest of the day. Like once you go, if you go for a run in the morning, the rest of the day you're like, I've already done my run. I'm kicking it now. Rest of the day, I'm feeling fitter, feeling better. And you feel a lot better once you run in the morning. But yeah, man, Will, I would say set a fitness goal, whether that's you want to start running properly or you want to make the school cross country team or you want to make it to state in the school athletics or something like that. I would say set a goal and then stick to it. And don't go every morning, man. I would say that's not even good for you anyway. I would say go 3 or 4 times a week in the morning. And then, you know what I mean? I feel like, I don't know how old you are, but running 4 times a week, 5 times a week is enough. You don't have to run every day. Other days you can just do some like aerobic exercises or whatever. And yeah, so that's my advice, man. Set yourself a fitness goal and try and stick to it as much as possible. That's what I do. And also, don't be a punk bitch about it. Just get the fuck up. You know, that's my second bit of advice. Next time your alarm goes off, set this as your alarm, okay? I'm going to record an alarm for you, then edit this together yourself. Hey, Will, get up, all right? You're being a bitch. Oh, you're leaning across to turn me off, are you? You're turning me off because I'm an alarm. Nuh-uh, listen up for a bit longer. Get up, go for a run, and stop being a punk bitch. Also, thank you very much for listening to our podcast. Really appreciate it. But get up and run. Cool, man. Set that as your alarm. And then every morning, you'll either cry after listening to that, or you'll get up and go for the run. All right, guys, that's the end of the podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. In regards to shows, you might have seen on my Instagrams and stuff last night, tickets to the first weekend of Melbourne are moving quick. So if you want to get in, do not miss out. Do it now. Don't hesitate. I mean, do it in the next week because, shit's going to sell out, which is really cool. I'm super stoked about that. But I also hate turning people away. So I don't want to turn it. Last year I had to turn away people at the door. I booked a bigger room, but obviously I guess I've got a bit more of a following. I think I've doubled my following this year. So more people are going to come to the shows, which is already happening. So and if you're in Perth and Brisbane, work out what we're doing, okay? Work it out amongst yourselves. Am I doing one show and are we selling it out the week before? Because there's only 40 tickets left, right? Only 40 tickets left to Brisbane and Perth. Now, some of you, I know there's a lot more than 40 people who will want to come to my show between now and when I do it, right? Because it's still about 6 weeks away. So work it out, all right? Work it out between yourselves. Are we selling it out early so I can get another show in and no one misses out? Or are we just going to wait till the last minute, we sell it out during the week, and then I can't add another show? So work it out amongst yourselves. Ideally, we add another show. No one misses out on seeing me because I don't like turning people away. But the reality is there's less than 40 tickets left now because there was 40 left last night. There's less than 40 left to each Perth and Brisbane shows. Adelaide, I mean, you've got time in Adelaide, but don't. Please buy a ticket, all right? I don't know why Adelaide hates me every year. And Sydney also moving quick. And thank you to the legends who bought tickets to Canberra. I really appreciate that. And Newcastle, wanted to say to Newcastle people, already sold more tickets than I did last year at my Newcastle show. I mean, granted, Newcastle last year was my smallest show, but that's really cool. It's very cool to see that clearly people have come back and they've bought friends with them. So that's great. I'd love to see you at the shows, and I'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.